Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Vichoff is here, the PA Hypnosis Center, 724-934-8446. We have lots to get to, from anxiety to make you finally kick the habit of smoking, if you're dealing with some addiction issues, and of course, one of them being overeating. We have got it all for you tonight. But, you know, getting ready to head back to school, those students in Western Pennsylvania, it's all about focus. He can help with that as well, too. You need a little bit of jump as far as your career. He can help you with that as well, too. And when it comes to going for the gold, something he's very familiar with. So we have to talk because the games are underway over there in France. How goes it for the gold medal award-winning Dan Vichoff at the PA Hypnosis Center? Good evening, Dan.
Good evening, brother. How you doing?
I couldn't be better. Listen, I'm so excited to have you here, and I know you have trained Olympic athletes before. So just some of your thoughts of what you've witnessed, and they are using your skill set in athletics at every level more now than ever before. Why? Because you get results. So let's talk a little bit about that. Go ahead.
Well, I'm happy and so proud to say that one of the athletes I started working with way back in 2006 won his fourth gold medal 2 days ago, Vincent Hancock, and he's the first person in his sport ever to do that, ever to win back-to-back golds. I was in China with him, and he won his first gold in 2008 and 2012. I was in London, and The amazing brain that every person has, whether you're an athlete or not an athlete, is what runs our body. And when you start getting into, you know, the fine tuning of competition in the Olympics, you know, there's 300 or more million people in the United States. And only 500 make the Olympic team, then that 500 competes in different sports. So you're competing against billions of people. And it's not just about being good. It's about, can I stay calm under pressure? And that's what my forte is. So, like I said, he just won his fourth gold medal. So whether it's an athlete of any form, you know, in the area, you know, who's either, you know, having trouble, struggling, whether it's baseball, golf, whatever the sport is, we are able to help them test anxiety, people that are getting preparing for tests, and all those things. It all comes from the part of the brain called the amygdala. And as you know, we've talked before, we patent a system that gets that part of the brain that just jumps in and takes over a human being's body physically, when we don't want it to. We patent a system where we get that to stop doing that.
So what you need to do is, if you are dealing with some of the things that we've talked about or what we're going to be talking about, keep this number close by. If you have friends, family members who need that focus, who need that help to get them over the hump, PA Hypnosis Center Dan Vichoff is the person to call. 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. So anxiety. It's that time of year, trying to get kids back into school, trying to, you know, eke out maybe a vacation before summer is over. And in the economy that we're dealing with, it's an election topic every day. People are looking to find ways just to be able to live. So stress at an all-time high, to where you feel as though your ears are going to blow off your head. Let's talk about how you're helping people deal with stress and doing it every day in an incredible way, Dan.
Every day, it's epidemic. You know, if you look at how many people search the internet for solutions to stress, you know, they've been to counseling, they've been to coaching, they've been here or there, take medications. And the key to it is not, do I know I shouldn't be stressed right now? It's getting the brain, the part of your brain that causes the feeling of tension and stress, to stop doing that. So in everybody's brain, there's two parts that are going to decide what we're going to do at that moment. And one part, the cognitive processing part of the brain, or the thinking brain, would say, hey, you know, let's look at the facts, make a decision, do this, and you'll be fine. Or at that moment, there's a part of your brain called the amygdala that physically takes over your body, grabs the steering out of your hand, and starts causing these feelings, the reaction to take over that we don't control. So to give you like a brief, the cognitive thinking part of the brain would say, okay, Rob, you know, it's raining, we're getting soaked and wet, well, let's shut the window and we'll be fine. We're sitting here at the exit, it's blocked. Do I sit? No, go to the next exit. So you think and you reason to get the result you want. And when it comes to anxiety, you know, a person of any age could say, look, you know, all I'm doing is sitting at my desk. I'm just driving into work. I'm laying in my bed trying to fall asleep. So just stop worrying and your anxiety will go away. But when you go to do that, this other part of your brain physically takes over your body and causes you to have this tension. And that's the part of the brain that we work on. So we do a series of sessions to get that reaction to gradually calm down. And then the nice thing about it is once you go through the program, it doesn't undo itself. It's just like riding a bike. Once we get it wired into your system, you don't ride a bike for 5 years. You just jump on the bike and you go. So that's how we're able to have the success. Most of the people who come here have talked to a counselor, seen every kind of video on the internet. They, you know, they've done YouTube, they've done podcasts, you know, blah, 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 blah. And everybody knows at this moment, I should not be anxious. But it has nothing to do with whether you know or not. It's the part of your brain you don't control that causes the physical reaction. And I think you and I mentioned this part of your brain, it's self-preservation. So we hold our breath before we go into the water to keep us alive. And if we try to stop it, that part of the brain will immediately jump in, take over our body to make us hold our breath, and we don't care because it keeps us alive. And then the second one is safety. Look both ways when you cross the street. Try to stop it. It's going to make you look. And then the third one is comfort. So my hand gets close to the fire. Before I can think, it pulls away. But you know, Rob, once I get burned, now I just feel a little bit of heat, and my hand comes flying away. And you say, what are you doing, Dan? You know you're not getting burned. I say, I know I'm not getting burned right now. And I'm not crazy, but I can't now that that happened, I can't stop it. So once people start to have anxiety about this, that, the other thing, trying to fall asleep, trying to do this, now just the thought of it, but nothing went wrong yet. So when the other part of the brain goes, okay, you're fine right now, stop thinking about it, it doesn't get to that other part of the brain, and then it just physically takes.
What he's talking about is plain and simple. If you lean in on the PA Hypnosis Center, all of the things that can literally drive you to do some of the things that you keep telling yourself over and over again that you just won't do, but you end up doing again and again and again, he can stop that. He can help you get focused. He can help you stay on the right path. And more importantly, he's going to be able to show you the best way to stay on the right path. So let me get a break in here. We'll pick him up on the other side of the break. He's Dan Vichoff. He's from the PA Hypnosis Center. And if you're dealing with that anxiety that just continues to make you get off the right path, you need to get there. And to stay there, he's got the method to make it work. 724-934-8446. 724-934-8446. The PA Hypnosis Center, Dan Vichoff, is my guest, and we'll continue with more in a moment on KDKA.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Now remember, you can call the PA Hypnosis Center while we're on the air, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. Before we get on to some addiction issues and overeating, losing weight, all the things that he can help you do, quit smoking, I just want to finish on stress and let everyone know how being around this guy has changed my life in a big way. Now, obviously, I've lost the weight. But one of the things, Dan, that I used to do when things would get off track stress would develop in my life. I would go to the refrigerator. I would pull into a convenience store. I would grab something that obviously wasn't healthy for me. And then during the pandemic, I was eating everything that was wrong for me to where I gained a ton of weight. But I must tell you, I've got focus. I've got that ability to fight that fear factor every day. And obviously, a lot of it has to do that I'm getting older now. And hey, let's face it, things don't really matter as much when you're older as they do when you're younger. And you're raising a family and you have all the responsibilities and you're early on in your career and everything stresses you out because you know that you're getting towards the finish line. But I've always been a person that deals with stress head on. But now I'm able to deal with it head on and I'm not going for the added calories and overeating and eating when I'm not hungry. And I got to give you all the credit for that.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad I can be a part of it. You know, more people die of diabetes and heart disease than cigarette smoking. And, you know, it's all food driven. So as we've been talking about, you know, every person that comes to me knows what they should eat, how much they should eat. They've been on keto, they've been on paleo, they've been on Atkins, they've been on Weight Watchers, every possible thing, you know, get the shots, take the pills. But if we don't get the brain that's causing the feeling to just keep eating or go for this or go for that, if we don't get it to stop, it really doesn't matter what we know about these foods that we shouldn't eat them. So again, if we go back to the part of our brain, the cognitive part of our brain that makes decisions, that part of the brain would say, okay, you know, you're trying to lose weight, you're overweight, your A1C is up, your cholesterol is up, you know, you had a heart attack, don't eat cookies right now because you just ate dinner and they're going to put weight on you. And we know that, but when this other part of the brain pushes us and pushes us and pushes us, the next thing you know, we're reaching for a cookie. Oh, well, I blew it. Now I might as well have a whole thing. Then now I'm into the ice cream. Then I'm into the French fries and you know, and so on and so forth. And then we get frustrated and when we're stressed, we eat more, you know, because food becomes a comfort. So carrots don't comfort us, but these other lists of foods do. And every person's different, clearly. You know, some people, you know, go for cookies, cake, candy, chocolate, ice cream, brownies. And some people go for, you know, chips, French fries, carbs, breads, pastas. And some people do both. You know, it's very common. So when you come into my office, what we would do is we would sit down, do a consultation, and say, okay, here's what I eat for breakfast, here's what I eat for dinner. I start to lose it, you know, at night. You know, it's cookies, cake, and candy. It's ice cream. It's portion control. I need motivation exercise. Then we put together a series of sessions. So we might do a whole session on chocolate. We might do a whole session on portion control, whole session on chips and French fries. And then that's how we give the 98% success guarantee is because we're going to target each one of those items and then do a session so that when you're finished with your sessions, you know, we get those out of, under control. And what that doesn't, it's not like smoking. When you quit smoking here, you never smoke again. It's not that you'll never have a cookie. It's just that you'll be able to look at it, have one or two and walk away, or look at it and walk away without having any, just like if there were carrots in front of us.
Listen, you're spot on. I mean, just as an example, coming in today, had a omelet, had a little cup or two of cottage cheese, end of story, and there was more that I could have been eating, and I probably would have eaten, but now it's like, okay, we'll put this away for the next day. I have this ability now to be able to turn it off, and there was a time, if there were four cookies on the table, all four had to go. I went through about a five-year period of that. So tell me and explain to me, and I know being around you and having conversations with you on and off the air, and being able to text, and if I need to talk or whatever, you're there. But explain to me what you do that makes that work, because it's happened. It's something I've always wanted, and now it's finally here. I have portion control, and I'm able to execute it. So what have you done to help me achieve that goal?
What we do is, you know, once you know what it is, once you understand, like, look, this is not my fault, you know, this is not self-sabotage, this is not, you know, whatever it is that we learned in psychology or whatever it is that you read about or you hear about, you know, the reason we do this and the reason we do that and the reason we do this. By the time we get through with all those reasons, you know, we're so frustrated, depressed, and down on ourselves, now we feel like eating. You know, so, you know, what we do is we talk about it. This is not your fault. You know, if you took, you know, your best friend
and, you know, and you put them next to the road with their whole family behind them, and they said to you, like, look, there's no cars, just walk. They get out two steps, and they look, and they turn around and say to the family, like, I know I'm safe, but I can't control my reaction. So when you and I were talking, and I said, look, you know, part of your brain knows that you don't need to eat, but this other part keeps pushing, and you can't control the reaction. And it's not your fault. So once we learn that, then it takes all the pressure off of us, because it's like, whoa, wait a minute, this is not my fault. So when clients come in and I do sessions, we'll target all those foods and the portions and the motivation exercise and all those things, and that's how we're able to have the success that we've had over the last 20 years.
So what?
Because I actually patent the system.
So what they need to do, people that are out there listening right now who are dealing with some of the things that I just talked about, you got to either write the number down and call later, or call tonight, leave your information, let him get you on that track of being able to control what you eat, how you look, and dealing with stress. It's amazing. It's what he does every day. It's what he's famous for, and there's no one that does it better. It is the PA Hypnosis Center, Dan Bischoff, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. When we come back after the break, I want to focus a little bit more on overeating, but I want to get to smoking. I want to get to addiction issues. But what you do every day, putting people on the right path, it stops them from habits that many of us say, well, that's a bad habit. But what people don't realize, a lot of these habits, from smoking and drinking to overeating, can actually, if you do it long enough, you're basically taking away and taking years off your life by not getting it under control. People may think, well, I overate, I'll take an antacid tablet, or I drank too much last night, or I really need to cut back smoking. But what they don't realize, every time the sun comes up and you keep making those promises, it's basically taking years off your life, Dan.
Yep.
It's that simple, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So tell them what you do at the PA Hypnosis Center, what you're all about as we go to break. Go ahead.
So, you know, a client will come in, we'll do a consultation, and, you know, you'll see, you know, I got over 3,600 people off of cigarettes, smoke, tobacco, vapes, and that kind of thing. You'll see people who've tried everything, including gastric bypass, lose weight. Of course, you're going to see the Olympic athletes and professional athletes I work with, and people have fear of flying, this and the other thing. We do a series of, you know, a consultation, at no charge, and then we would put together a series of sessions to help them get this to stop happening to them for the rest of their life. And then once they go through the sessions that we have, each one's about an hour long, you know, and everybody's different. You know, if people come in, and I had a guy who was over 500 pounds, obviously his program's going to be different than somebody just needs to lose 50 or 100 or 20 or 10. So that's essentially what we would do. The first step would be the consultation.
All right, so here's the number. Don't put it off. Get your life back on track and keep it there. 724-934-8446. That's 724-934-8446. So I kind of said what I wanted to talk about coming up. Some of the other things you want to discuss in our third segment. What are we going to do, Dan?
Well, we can talk about, you know, again, we can go back to Olympic sports. We can go... we can go to fears and phobias, fear of flying, fear of this, fear of that. You know, and, you know, whatever it is you want.
Yeah, and what I do want to stay on is athletics. Why? Because it's getting that time of year, a lot of student athletes getting ready to ramp it up for another season. So you don't have to be an Olympic athlete for this guy to help you. He can help you. And if it's your weekend golf game you want to get turned around, or maybe that tennis racket isn't giving you what you'd like as far as results, or maybe you just want to dominate that pickleball league, it's about focus. It's what he does every single day at the PA Hypnosis Center. Dan Bischoff, my guest. Here is the number, 724-934-8446. 724-934-8446. Paul's got the news next at 7:30. And then we're back for our third segment, Dan Bischoff, the PA Hypnosis Center, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. Yes, this is Pittsburgh Works and PA Hypnosis Center Works too. 724-934-8446. Before we get back to the fear factor and losing weight, stopping smoking, alcohol, drug, and addiction issues, I want to focus on something good, positive. Student athletes, collegiate, high school, even those little leaguers, how you're making a difference every day, just like you do with those Olympic gold medalists. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, we have athletes of, you know, of every level. You know, I've worked with literally a 5-year-old gymnast who is very, very common where they start getting a mental block. It doesn't always happen at 5. Typically, it happens when they get their teens. But you know, they can do this. They can do it with their eyes closed. They're perfect. All of a sudden, you know, something gets in their head, and now all of a sudden they can't do their tumbling. Same thing. I've worked with, you know, golfers who played golf their whole life. You know, now they're retired and they'll get the yips, they get so frustrated because they can't hit the ball straight anymore. And they know they have two coaches. They've been getting coached their whole life. You know, I have baseball players, very common in the summertime. You know, it's either a pitcher, and it's, you know, not as common, but it's, you know, there sometimes, you know, an athlete will get the yips and like just even throwing a ball to first base or catching a routine fly ball like we've seen lately here, you know, with the Pirates. Once it gets in their head, it doesn't really matter. And I'll tell you something interesting. You know, someone who plays baseball will tell you when they're relaxed and confident, that ball looks bigger and it looks slower when it comes in. But whenever they're tense and they're anxious, it looks like a BB coming in at 120 miles an hour. And that's real. You know, it's literally real. You know, when our brain gets tense, for whatever reason, it starts to sort of dull the acuity of what we see. Like if there was an emergency that happened, you know, we drove up on a horrible accident and the there's blood squirting out here and there and the other, and you know, our brain would literally dull that image so that we don't go into shock, so we can do something to help them, because if we could see it vividly, that's what happens. So what happens when an athlete gets under pressure, they literally can't see the ball as well. They did this research thing where they took, you know, like 8 people who had the same eyesight and the same, you know, all around, you know, vision and intellect, and, you know, they split them into 2 groups who were, you know, 10 feet away from a daffodil, and the daffodil was, I'm just making it up, let's just say it was 6 inches high and 2 inches wide. And, you know, one group, they got all stressed and pressured, and the other group, they had them all calmed down. And they said, okay, write down on the paper in front of you what you see. Like, how big is it? What's it look like? You know, and the stressed out group would say this six inch, you know, 2 inch wide thing. Well, you know, it's like 4.5, maybe by 1, it's green and yellow. You know, and then the people that were, you know, more relax and say, oh, you know, that thing, it looks like 8 inches, 3.5 inches wide, you know, it's dark green at the bottom, and, you know, it gets, you know, they would give you the details. And that's what, you know, so what happens is that the more stress we get, the harder it is, which is why an athlete who's trying to hit a baseball will say, man, that thing, you know, looks like a big tomato coming in, or on the other hand, it looks like, you know, I could barely see it. So we get a lot of baseball players who are coming in for those types of issues more and more, you know, as time goes on and as the word gets out and they know that we can help them with this. Because it doesn't matter how much YouTube or how much podcast you watch or stuff that you see on the internet. That really doesn't, you can know about it all you want. But if we don't get to the part of the brain that physically causes it to take over your body, you're just going to fight with it and get more frustrated. So, you know, we're dealing with a lot of high school athletes, college athletes, on all levels of not just baseball in the summertime, but golf. And, you know, I'm working with a young fencer. She's into fencing. She's a very, very high-level performer. She went through this program with me, and now she's really, really, really doing well. She would freeze up a little bit and get tense. And, you know, again, it's a calm and reaction. that well, we target the part of the brain that causes it to stop.
All right, so we've talked a lot about weight issues. We've talked about fear. The hour is getting away from us. Just kind of summarize a little bit about fear, phobias, weight control, and then we'll come back and focus on especially that addiction of smoking. So go right ahead, Dan.
Yeah, you know, there's a guy in the Pittsburgh area, Jim Fry. He started the Italian Oven years and years and years ago. This guy flew all over the world first class. And a couple things came up in his life, had nothing to do with flying. You know, and I can speak because he's done testimonials for me. And you know, there was an incident where the plane door shut, and he got, you know, he started to get all this anxiety and so on and so forth, and it was terrible for him. And you know, he tried everything. Then he finally came in, and I said to him the day he walked in the door, I said, "I'm going to have you getting on that plane with a smile on your face someday." And literally, you come into my office, and one of the first things you'll see is Jim Fry with a big smile on his face sitting in an airplane seat. And I have the same thing with people who have fear of driving. They develop a fear, the stress, tension. I've got a lady who's 73 years old driving across the Bay Bridge. People that don't know about the Bay Bridge, it's so intimidating and has such a terrible reputation that there are people who make a living on each side of the bridge with their own car. They sit there. There's two of them in the car. You pay them, they'll jump in your car, drive you across, and the person behind them follows them, picks them up, and they do this all day long. I got her driving across the Bay Bridge with a smile on her face. She's 73 years old. Her anxiety was so crippling, her fear of driving, it was the point, started on highways, you know, and then she couldn't even drive down to her local store in a little town in Waynesburg with one red light. And so we have people with fear of bridges, fear of bugs, you know, fear of elevators, fear of ledges, just about anything you can imagine, fear of throwing up, fear of getting their blood drawn, fear of getting a shot, you know, and everybody knows, like, you know, I just go get my blood drawn, I'm fine, nobody likes it, you know, but, and these are all, you know, these are all things that I work with.
No one does it better, believe me. And if you've been trying to get rid of that smoking habit, we have some good news for you on the other side of the break. But let me give you the number that will definitely find the good news that you all need to deal with these everyday issues that we all deal with. The PA Hypnosis Center, Dan Bischoff, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. Back with more in a moment.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
All right, we're down to our final few minutes. PA Hypnosis Center, Dan Bischoff, 724-934-8446. And this is the best way to close out this hour because this is where he finds incredible success. So much so, they give that cigarette lighter to him and they never use it again. So let's talk how you can get people to not only throw that pack away, but never to pick up one another day when it comes to quitting smoking forever. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Rob, it's interesting when clients walk into my office, you know, you'll see, you know, all the cigarette lighters of people that quit smoking. I've got close to 3,600 people off cigarettes in the last 20 years. And it's not just cigarettes, it's tobacco, it's vapes. And now sometimes people are coming in just to get off the nicotine gum or whatever they were using to, you know, to quit smoking or vaping. And, you know, what we do is, you know, again, we do the consultation with everybody when they come in. We sit down and talk about, you know, if you're smoking, say, hey, you know, do you smoke in the morning with your coffee? Do you smoke when you get in the car? Do you smoke if you're stressed? Smoke when the phone rings, smoke after you eat, you know, smoke on breaks at work. Smoke if you have a beer, and then we put together a series of sessions. So we do a session, each one's about an hour long, they're individualized, and the first session we do is, you know, for them to start cutting back without getting irritable, anxious, cranky, or picking something else up in this plate or starting to eat instead of smoke. And then the second session we do is designed to walk out that day a non-smoker for the rest of your life. There's a third session about 30 days later just to make sure perfectly, comfortably adapted as a non-smoker. And then, you know, we do a couple follow-ups after that, and, you know, we give people a guarantee. I don't care if it's a year later. I mean, chances are slim. We have a 98% success guarantee. But, you know, even if you think about a cigarette, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, you come in and there's absolutely no charge, and we put that in writing for you when you come in. Some people come in and they say, well, I'm already eating cookies and cake and candy and chocolate. You know, so we might do, you know, a session for them to cut back on the cigarettes. Then we might do a session for them, you know, for the sweets and cookies and cake, and then we do their quit session. Then we do another session, you know, to help them get control of their food. So, you know, every person is different. But I had a guy that smoked close to 3 packs of cigarettes a day. I had a woman that smoked 68 years. You'll probably see it on the website. I'm not sure if it's on there, but yeah, we can definitely help you or whoever it is that you want to help quit smoking, and not just quit, but to never ever smoke again. We do give you a guarantee with that program, whether it's cigars, vape, chew, tobacco, you know, cigarettes, whatever it is.
All right, in closing, the final 2 minutes are all yours, but let me give you the number, which I'll give it to you again before Dan is done, 724-934-8446. We've helped people stop overeating, fears and phobias, obviously kicking that filthy habit of smoking and having more confidence in their life at home, on the job, whatever it may be. If you need to get it done and take control of that thought process, 724-934-8446. He can do it. He is Dan Vichop, the PA Hypnosis Center. Dan, all yours. Final two.
Yeah, Rob. It's, you know, it's really important to know. I don't do your grandfather's hypnosis where we put you under a spell and, you know, you can't move and you bark like a dog or whatever, and then after we have control of you, because that's not real. No matter how many times you see it on YouTube, no matter how many times you see it at the prom, no one can take control of you. It's all not real. So what we do is we do a series of sessions we patent that will get the part of your brain that keeps controlling you, whether it's to be anxious or stressed or can't sleep at night or smoke or eat or whatever it is. We get that to stop, so then you have control of your life. So we're not controlling you. We're getting the part of your brain that controls you to stop doing that to you. And we patent the system, literally the same system that, you know, that, the Vincent Hancock, who's the four-time Olympic gold medalist, would use in other athletes, not just him. We do the same type of program with the same system, the 33 method, the patented 33 method, which is not your typical hypnotherapy thing. It's a lot more. It's a lot more advanced. We use light therapy. We use different things, different modalities along with the session. So it's a very targeted infusion. It's not just me sitting there, in front of you, just, you know, talking to get you to relax. It's a lot more than, it's a lot more effective, and that's how we're able to give the guarantee. So the important thing is whatever you think or whatever you know, if what you're doing isn't working, and whatever you need help with, if you come in for the consultation, there's absolutely no charge. So if you have a loved one, you know, younger people in your life who are struggling with anxiety, a lot of times it's very common this time of year. Anxiety kicks up so bad that some kids and, you know, some teenagers are so anxious they can't go to school. You know, they literally get so anxious that they can't leave their house to go to school. And it's crippling, it's paralyzing, and it robs them of their life. And we can help them.
All right, Dan. We are about out of time. I just have enough time to give the number out and thank you. I know once you get going, you get going. Get back doing what you do, and we'll do this again in the very near future, okay?
All right, Rob. Thank you so much for having me, and have a great night.
There he goes, Dan Vichop, PA Hypnosis Center. Call tonight. You can leave your information. He'll get back to you, and he'll make a difference. 724-934-8446.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.